Some years ago, I was talking to a young man at the University of Pittsburgh. He had responded to the message of Christ as we presented the gospel in his fraternity. In many ways, his life was completely turned around. His mouth had felt the effects of his conversion. He never told a lewd joke anymore and rarely used a swear word. And when he did, he felt bad about it and immediately asked the Lord to forgive him. His eyes had been affected as well. He was very careful to avoid pornographic magazines that made their way around the fraternity house. Prior to his conversion, he had read these magazines and could hardly wait for the next month's issue. His ears also had been affected by his newfound relationship with Christ. He no longer enjoyed the filthy jokes that were part of the dinner time conversation. He found them repulsive. It was obvious to every one of his fraternity brothers that a tremendous change had taken place in his life. He was beginning to demonstrate the words of the Apostle Paul, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." But he had a problem. He still found himself plagued with lustful thoughts. And he had come to me for some help. My first act was to commend him for what he was doing. One of the best ways to deal with the sin of lust is to put that sin on a starvation diet. Don't feed it. Avoid the very things that Satan uses to bring these thoughts to our minds. But the second step is just as important, to feed our minds on wholesome food. Again, we are reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul to the Christians at Philippi, "Finally, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, think on these things." Now there's the answer in a nutshell. Friend, are you tempted to evil and lustful thoughts? Do what my friend did. Put them on a starvation diet and begin to think on the Word of God. You can choose what you think about. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.